Welcome back to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about film, media, and business, and the trends and phenomenons and anomalies throughout film, media, and business. I got some Spider-Man No Way Home theories. So, Spider-Man No Way Home. If I'm being honest, Spider-Man No Way Home is honestly my most anticipated Spider-Man film coming after Spider-Man Homecoming. Far From Home, I was kind of in, like, hyped for it, but it wasn't as much as I was for Spider-Man Homecoming. But No Way Home, like, we've never seen Spider-Man deal with consequences and repercussions this big. Like, having your identity revealed to the world, having all these people that want you dead, breaking the law to be Spider-Man, which I hope they don't leave that out, where it's like he essentially broke the Sokovia Accords, which, in hindsight, when you look at it, it is kind of like silly, the Sokovia Accords, when they were made. But so I have a theory, right? In Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio pretended to be from a multiverse. Fun fact, Far From Home takes place in 2024, which is months after even WandaVision, which is 3 weeks after Endgame, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I think Multiverse of Madness takes place during Far From Home. So the multiverse could literally have been opened, but Mysterio may even know that as a fact. I think he said it was a made-up story. So, a multiverse could actually exist, and Mysterio lied about it, not knowing that it actually existed. And then what's going to happen is, my theory is, Toby, and get this, if not Andrew, Jake Gyllenhaal comes into this world as one of the Spider-Men, and goes to Peter, and Peter thinks it's Mysterio. But why it's a play on it is because Jake Gyllenhaal almost replaced Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 2. So the play on it, like the play on like the kind of Easter egg and nod would be great. And then you'll have that one, you'll have Jake Gyllenhaal killed, but then Jake Gyllenhaal's Spider-Man killed, but then you'll have Mysterio come back, as well as Tobey talking about how he's from another universe and Tom's not going to trust him. But then eventually things will transpire throughout the film where you'll see that Tom starts to believe, oh my gosh, maybe there is a multiverse. And maybe, like, Strange, when Strange shows up to confront Peter about, like, oh, maybe I need your help or something like that, we will see Peter get serious, especially with his identity being revealed. He's definitely not going to trust that many people. But I could see Toby I could see being kind of like in Into the Spider-Verse, Toby would be Peter B. Parker. Andrew, if he's in the film, would be, I have a feeling they're going to kill off Andrew, and Andrew's not going to be alive. I think Toby will still be used, because let like the old audience find out that Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is still alive, like, and he's still going to be used throughout the movies. They're going to come to see these films if Tobey Maguire is in it, since that's their, like, classic favorite Spider-Man. So it wouldn't be smart if they killed off Tobey's, because he's the most favorite. Actually, I think Tom is, but to the old audience, Tobey's the most favorite. I could see another thing too. When Andrew dies, Miles Morales comes from his world and not Tom's, even though Tom's does exist. Which, that's going to be really interesting, because in a way, Wanda is going to have to destroy this world, this Earth, and then Strange is going to have to somehow collide the other two Earths where Andrew and Toby would be on, and then that's how we would get the multiverse, I guess, or the other Spider-Man, for, you know. And I can see when, because if any of you seen WandaVision, she's apparently destined to destroy the world. And the thing about that is, Doctor Strange, his job is to protect our reality. So he's probably going to have to find a way to save that. And of course, if you take two different Earths, collide them into this one, because this one would be destroyed, then it opens up, it actually opens up so many more doors than you think. You have mutants, Fantastic Four, like the Avengers on one Earth were actually the Fantastic Four, or like the mutants, because I don't know if you know, we still don't know who bought the building, who bought the Avengers Tower, because, and also it doesn't show it either in Spider-Man. And the fact that John Watts is directing Fantastic Four, starting to think Fantastic Four bought it and not Oscorp, which I still feel like it would be important to incorporate Oscorp into the Spider-Man universe. But I also think that halfway into writing this, you got to remember, into writing the script for No Way Home, Sony and Disney were going through like a falling out. So they were probably trying to figure out a way to get Spider-Man out of the universe into the Sony Spider-Verse, whatever. But my theory now is they're going to bring back Toby or Andrew or, you know, another Spider-Man. If it's a multiverse film, I think they're going to bring out either Andrew or Toby. And they're going to use him in their universe because it would keep the clout train. Like, I mean, Toby already has clout, but from being Spider-Man. But they're going to leverage. I think leverage is a better word. But they're going to leverage the hype that he has from being in the MCU. He's going to go back to his world, or he's going to go back to his, that's so interesting. They're going to keep probably two Spider-Men in the same universe. One is going to go on one side of the San Francisco, kind of like how Prowler did when Peter, and peep this, when Peter's identity would have been revealed when he was working at Parker, when he had Parker Industries. And I think it's going to be Toby, and then he's going to have to deal with like Venom or something. And that's how they're going to incorporate that universe and keep it, you know, cool. Because if they can incorporate, and especially Sony made a deal with Disney recently. So it would be silly if they didn't, if they tried to create their own separate universe and expect it to succeed without it being somewhat attached to the MCU. But I see them doing that, and that's smart, because then they can use Toby however they want, but they can't really touch Tom. They could use Tom, but like with regulations, on through Kevin Feige. And I think Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be the best gateway for Toby and Tom to be separate Spider-Men, grow as characters within the same universe, or multiverse rather, and Sony can use Toby the way they want to, since he still has leverage from not only his own films but also being in the MCU. And then Disney can use Tom how they want, Tom Spider-Man how they want, because they created that one, so you know, I can see that going down. And I can see that being, honestly, that's really smart than what they were doing earlier, from taking him out of the MCU and possibly rebooting him again. That would have been so silly and pointless and tiring, because it's like, now you're really just like getting on fans' nerves if you're going to reboot Spider-Man 3-4 times in less than 20 years. Well, actually, it is 20, more than 20 years. But within that time frame, that's just like, wow, like that's just too much. But yeah, that's what I think. It's a bit of a ramble, but make sure to subscribe to this podcast, have post notifications on, like it, share it, and make sure you become an anomaly. Subscribe, please. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.